Aurora is a recording artist that I discovered on the TV show Girls. I love that show. Did they when they played your version of Life on Mars, the David Bowie song, had you already recorded that song, or did they request you to do that?
No, it was it was recorded quite a long time ago.
Oh yeah.
I think they've been found it live for a while now.
Yeah, and they found it.
They found it.
And so do they have to come to you and say, Aurora, we want to use this in an episode of Girls?
Yep.
And that's how it works. So somebody there was a fan and had heard it.
Because
I've heard a lot of cover versions of Life on Mars, and they're not as good as yours. Yours is really good. And I was like, oh, I wonder who this is.
Thank you.
Yeah. But I know you have a new album out and stuff. But before you sing Life on Mars, because this is what attracted me to Aurora, and I became a fan of hers.
You detect an accent. Where is she from?
Jersey.
Jersey?
That's right. No.
Oh, that's
I'm from Texas.
Texas. That's it. You're from Norway.
Yeah, I'm from Norway.
Did you grow up in Norway or did you move here?
Well, I grew up in Norway.
In Norway.
Inside the trees.
Musical family?
Well, we do have the same love for music, but they don't do it.
Were your parents proud of you going into music, or were they like, oh, go get a real job?
I think they will be proud anyway of whatever I did or do. And yes, they are. They are proud.
They are proud.
Mm.
Yeah. And how old are you? You're like 20 years old, right?
I'm 20, yeah.
20. Now, how long? You started out as a kid, right? You taught yourself how to play piano.
Yes.
And how old are you when you start teaching yourself to play piano?
I was around 6 years old.
6 years old.
Mm.
And, you know, you never took a lesson.
No. Well, I tried to learn the notes, you know, the things that you read. But I don't understand why I would have to need to know how to read music when you can...
It's so hard.
Hear it and feel it.
I took piano for 5 years to try to figure out how to read music. Then my teacher killed himself, and that was the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a true story. I swear to God. Mm. Went home and did that. But, you know, so I never learned.
Were you a bad student then?
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
I don't understand those little dots somehow mean music.
No, me neither.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. So did you become a good piano player just teaching yourself? Were you pretty good at it?
Well, I am as good as I can be. I think I'm good. I'm 80% good.
80% good.
Yes.
It's good enough for me.
Mm.
So when you're 9 years old, you start writing songs, right?
Yes.
And I like this story because, you know, when you're 9 years old, what the heck do you write about? You know, you got to find something to write about.
Yes.
And the first song was I Had a Dream, which was you saying the world is a really hard place to negotiate, right? Like, it's just a tough place to live. That's what I Had a Dream was about?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that, or the twist in the song is that the world is as beautiful, but also as horrible as I was describing in the song. So it's not really a dream.
That's how I feel. I was walking around yesterday. It was the most beautiful day.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, the world is so beautiful. And then I was thinking about all these killings that are going on now and all the terrorism and all this stuff. And I went, but the world is really shitty too, right?
Yes.
That's what that's about.
Mm.
Yeah. And then then you're starting to write songs, but the way you got discovered is kind of great and kind of bad. A friend of yours took one of your songs and posted it on the internet, right?
Yes.
You didn't plan on that.
No. The plan for the song was to become a gift for my parents, so I would not have to be in the room while they heard my song.
Uh-huh.
So you wrote this song.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend somehow gets a copy of it, right?
Yeah.
And puts it on the web without you knowing. And you were angry with this person, right?
Well, I didn't have the need for anyone to hear it except for my parents and myself. I didn't really like the song either. I thought it sounded very strange.
This was a song you wrote?
Yes. Yes.
And that's interesting that you give your parents a song you didn't like.
Well, I did like the song. I just don't like the way I sound.
I see. And, you know, when I think about this, that's really an underhanded thing to do to somebody, to take something private and make it public. And yet, this leads to you getting what? A record contract, right?
Well, at least my management found me.
I see.
Through that song. And a video, actually, of me singing I Had a Dream on a guitar, which I couldn't play, so I don't know why I was having a guitar while singing it. But
you played a guitar even though you couldn't play it?
Yes.
That's like me.
I wanted to be like Bob Dylan.
Yes.
And it made my fingers bleed, so I stopped.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I think your voice is very unique and original. So this manager hears you singing I Had a Dream, the song you wrote when you were 9.
Mm.
And says, hey, I'll sign you up and become your manager.
Yes.
And now that means you have to go out and perform live, right? You've got to, and you hate performing live, don't you?
Well, I did. It felt like being a cat and having to swim from Norway to the States over the big ocean. And it didn't feel as tempting right then. But then my mom told me that she felt so much wonderful things when I sang, like both sadness and happiness at the same time, which is must be a quite nice feeling to feel, isn't it? So she wanted people to experience the same thing.
Was your dream as a little girl to be known and to be a recording artist?
No. I wanted to be an astronaut.
You wanted to be an astronaut. How close are you to that dream?
Well,
Where are we?
How far along are you on that?
I'm 20%.
20%. Have you ever flown a plane or anything like that?
Well, no.
No.
Not all astronauts have to fly.
You don't have to know how to fly? Well, that's true.
But I hover a lot. I'm hovering just now.
On your own?
Yes.
I see you're not even on the ground as we speak. No, but Aurora, in other words, you never had this overwhelming dream to become a big star, to be a rock star or anything like that. And yet, here you are, so focused musically that it is becoming a career for you, right?
Yes.
But it does mean you have to go out and perform live.
Yes.
And you said, like, going out and performing live makes you kind of ill, right? Because you have to have stage patter, you have to be able to talk to the audience as well as sing.
That's the worst part.
You do not like to talk. Because I see you're very soft-spoken.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And I would imagine you're okay with getting up and singing. But when you have to speak to the audience, that throws you.
Well, I do even sometimes find it quite scary to talk to one person at the time.
Are you scared now? I hope not.
Right now I'm just hovering and I feel quite nice. I had some nettle tea just before going in.
What type of tea?
Nettle leaf tea.
Nettle leaf tea, and that mellows you out?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Right.
But now it doesn't feel as bad performing even more. It's like learning how to swim, you know, it's not as scary when you realize that you're not dying.
Right. How many live performances do you think you've done now? I mean, you started performing. What age did your manager find you?
I was 16.
16, and now you're 20. So for the last 4 years, you've been performing live wherever you can, right?
The last 2 years and 3 months.
I see. And the first time you get up and professionally sing live, where are you? Are you in Norway?
Yes, I'm in Norway. I'm in Oslo at this festival called Bylarm. It's kind of like South by Southwest.
I see.
But very more tiny.
Yes.
And we were not quite sure if we were going to do it because I hadn't really played with the band before.
Right.
And I did not have much experience with being on the stage. But then we went for it and we got good reviews. And I think that's how I got my first record deal.
I see. It's a tough business, it really is. But you've got a really unique sound. When I heard you do this song, which I think the audience is going to enjoy, I was like, wow, that's really eerie. And yeah, it made me happy and it also made me sad. So that's very true. Who's the guy playing piano for you today? This is Alf? Alf, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Where are you from, Norway too?
Yep.
Are you boyfriend and girlfriend, you two? What's going on here?
Not really.
Aurora, are you spoken for or are you single?
I'm single, but I am thinking about buying a cat or a traveling mouse.
A mouse?
A mouse.
Awesome.
Yeah, like a tiny one.
Yeah, I don't like mice, though. They freak me out.
Oh, no, they're really, really nice.
I could see you traveling with a mouse.
Yeah, you
That'd be so cool.
Like a white one.
It's very bohemian, you know what I mean? I like that.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Alf, you all right back there?
I'm good.
You going to be able to play this song for her?
I hope so, yeah.
Please do not mess it up. All right?
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Now, Alf and Aurora.
Yep.
Are going to perform Life on Mars, which is a great Bowie tune, right? You're a big Bowie fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. Although when you're 20, who turned you on to Bowie? Your parents?
I think I heard... No, I saw a music video.
I see.
Where he was...
Yeah, he's like in a weird clown hat or something, isn't he?
Spider from Mars. Yeah, yeah. I think it was that video, and I just found him extremely interesting and magical, so I thought...
All right. I might buy you a mouse if you do this really well.
Yeah?
Yes. We'll
see.
Thank you. All right, here we go. This is Aurora. I was sitting there watching that TV show Girls That I Like, and this song came on. Beautiful. That is awesome.
Thank you.
You cast an eerie spell when you sing, right? Right, Alf? She's awesome.
Right, she's awesome.
Awesome.
And so are you.
when you first made that recording, was Bowie? Bowie was still alive, right?
Yes.
As far as you know, did he ever hear your version of it?
Oh, I don't know.
You have no idea.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he would have liked that.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because it's always weird, I imagine, singing someone else's song. How do you come up with the arrangement? Because, I mean, there's so many highs and lows. That's a hard song to sing, isn't it, technically?
Well, I don't think so.
No? Well, for you, you got
a
good voice.
It feels very floating and very... It's like a dance.
In your act, do you do a lot of cover versions, or is that like the one song that
Well, I don't do that many cover versions. I've done a few of Bob Dylan.
Right. That's your hero?
Just because I didn't have enough songs. Well, I do really like the way he is, and I like his lyrics, and he hates everyone, doesn't he?
You think? He's questioning the world.
Yeah, maybe. Which I think is nice, because many people seem to love everyone.
Right.
Everyone.
You like the fact that Bob Dylan kind of hates everyone?
Well, I do like it on him. It's like a weird cloak that suits him.
Are you a negative person?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't like...
Do you think that works out for Bob? I mean, you think he's happy hating everyone?
Well, I think it must be nice not having to use a lot of energy to please everyone.
I see.
Especially
okay.
at his, like, after being him for so many years.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Have you ever met Bob Dylan?
I did meet him in a dream once.
In a dream?
Mm.
And what was the dream? What were the circumstances?
Well, I think he was wearing, like... he looked a bit like Jesus.
Right.
Or what Jesus
The way they portray Jesus.
If he was wearing like a nightgown, like Jesus's nightgown.
Yeah.
It looked like he was wearing. And we were just like walking around in a place where our surroundings had no color. But we did.
And so you had a conversation with Bob Dylan.
I remember the words, but it was very nice.
When you're on tour, are you opening up with some acts, or do you go out and do your own thing?
Well, right now, I do my own thing, and I have opening acts.
Katy Perry is a huge fan of yours. She tweeted once. She said something about, like, she's not, she said, I'll tell you what the tweet was. She heard a new track of yours, and she said, I found new music that made my heart flutter, right? That was the quote.
Yes.
That's a big deal, right? Because that puts a lot of her fans onto your Twitter account.
Yes, in a way, it was a huge deal. Absolutely. Yeah.
I like that you put up on Facebook that you said after a performance, you said to your fans, I apologize that I couldn't talk between the songs. It's too hard for me. It was difficult. But you apologized, right? And you said, I'm going to try and get some of that stage patter going, right?
Yeah, well, I do. It's very important for me that everyone who comes to my show knows that I appreciate it a lot.
Yes.
They didn't have to come to hear me sing.
No, I mean...
So it's a... And I wouldn't be here without people that enjoy my music.
Were you a popular kid in Norway growing up, or were you like kind of the freaky musician?
Well, it depends. In my eyes, I was just... I did like being with myself.
Right.
And
me too, unfortunately. I had no choice, but I had no options.
You didn't like it.
I had to be on my own because no one wanted to be with me, but I know what you mean.
You tolerated you.
In other words, you're not a person who's bored. You had your music, you had your interest.
Oh, yes. I do not get easily bored.
Same with me. So when, just curious about this track that you did, the Bowie track, and then I want to play something from your new release.
Oh.
But, because I think the song's real good too. I like it. I went too far, you know.
Oh, thank
but,
you.
You know, when Girls takes a track like that, did you get a lot of attention aside from me noticing it? Do a lot of people try to find out who you are? And
I think so.
Yeah. And when the episode of Girls aired, did you watch it to see how they used your song?
Yes, I did.
You did. Was that exciting? Do you invite all your friends over to watch Girls?
No.
No, you sat by yourself.
Yep.
And then suddenly your song comes on this TV show, Girls, and it's exciting, right? This is a big taste of fame.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and it's very like it just feels nice every time people find any use.
Did you call your mom? Did you tell her that it was happening?
No.
I
did smile.
Oh, good.
Okay. For myself.
Of course, I'd smile too.
Yeah.
Well, Aurora has a. First of all, I want to thank Alf for coming in and playing keyboards with Aurora.
Thank you.
Aurora is has performed "The Life on Mars," but also she has a new single called "I Went Too Far," which I'm going to play. And like, I was nervous I wouldn't like it. Like, I'd only like the cover version, but I really like this song.
I think you're
on to something. And if I say it, I was a judge on America's Got Talent, so I must know what I'm talking about. Aurora's debut album, All My Demons Greeting Me as a Friend, is All My Demons Greeting Me as a Friend, right?
Yes, it's very long.
It's now available wherever music is sold. You can go to aurora-music.com for tour dates and more info. Aurora, yes?
Is that what it's called? The line? Is that a dash?
Yeah, it's called, Aurora Dash.
I've always been wondering what that's called.
Well, it's really a hyphen.
Oh, hyphen?
Yeah, I think
so. I like dash more.
Well, dash is just like shorthand.
But it's such a nice word. I've never known what it's called, so
dash.
It's so nice to know now.
Aurora, dash. You seem like a real free spirit, you know what I mean? Is your thing drugs at all? Have you ever tried drugs? Do you ever
No, I don't even like caffeine, because it makes me... Very like him.
Jittery?
Like this. It feels like I have ants in my fingers.
Yes.
Which I don't prefer. I like them on the outside of my body.
Right.
More. I do like, I drink a lot of tea then, though. And I meditate.
TM, Transcendental Meditation?
Yep.
And me too. I've been doing it since I'm your age.
Oh.
Or younger, 18.
Nice.
Now I'm 30, so, you know.
It's nice.
Sure.
What?
I thought you were.
I missed that.
Right. So no drugs, you meditate, and you live a clean life.
Yes, I do eat. I ate a bite of a donut, just in the room next to this room.
Yeah, listen.
And it was very like
sugary.
Yes, and it came. It was all over me.
Are you a vegan of some type?
No, I am not. But I do. I do like to know at least as much as possible how the animals lived before they died.
Yeah.
As long as they had.
But how can you find that out? You know what I mean?
I know. It's horrible.
Yes, it certainly is. Mm. Well, listen, you guys are into a whole nother trip. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I dig your outfit, too. You dress yourself or you got a stylist?
I dress myself. But my older sister, Victoria, is a designer. So if I'm having a music video or a TV show, then she will make an outfit. But usually I dress myself. I've been doing it since I turned 19.
I want to, listen, last year I started dressing myself. It's a disaster. No, and
it feels nice, doesn't it?
I have people who dress me.
Control.
Believe it or not, this was put together by someone else. The song that I'm going to play from your new album is called I Went Too Far. Mm-hmm. I'll play that as you... What is that, the Aurora Dance?
What?
What are you doing, the Aurora Dance?
I don't know. My skirt...
She likes playing with her skirt.
It feels really nice.
It's like, awesome. Yeah, you look great, by the way. You got a great look. I can't believe you don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, well, no.
You working on that, or are you not interested?
I collect moths, dead ones. So I think that's why I'm keeping the...
You collect dead moths?
Like the flying ones.
No kidding. What's that about?
They're so beautiful.
Yeah?
And if they move, you can't really see them, all the details. So if I find a dead one, I like to put it in a glass bottle or something. And then
how many moths do you have in your
collection? 21 now.
21 more.
Yes.
Alf... Mm-hmm. Aurora is a real original, right?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun, right? Have you seen her moth collection?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Will you
I
ever
like to show them?
You do.
I'm proud.
No kidding.
She tried to feed me once.
What?
I'm sorry.
Feed you a moth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? You eat the moths, Aurora?
No, but I had one in my mouth once just to see how it feels, and they're very hairy. So don't do it. Do not put the moth in your mouth.
You know, it's funny. I would think you talking between the songs would be very interesting.
Yeah, just say all this
stuff. Just say all this stuff. I'll go to the show. I mean, don't apologize to your fans anymore. Wait, you're into some weird stuff. You know what? You know what? I remember when Trent Reznor had Nine Inch Nails. Remember those guys, Nine Inch Nails? Mm-hmm. He was into some weird stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you'd see, like, in his videos, you'd see, like, animals decaying and all that kind of stuff. Like, if you did a video with just the moth collection... And
but
like,
I have been wanting to have moths in every single video.
Yeah, that could be your thing.
It doesn't happen.
Why? Your management says no way?
Oh, no. I think it's only like we find people with a different idea. But I do want to direct? Is that what you do when you decide?
Yes. Direct, yes.
And I want to direct.
Hey, listen.
A music video once.
You're the artist. You can do what you want. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
If I was managing you, I'd have that moth collection out on stage, and I'd have you feed the audience moths. You'd be a hit.
But I do want to have like a cannon with lots of dead bugs.
Yeah.
That goes
that
on the audience.
Out?
Let me tell you something.
Shows? Wow.
I got to tell you something, Aurora. I think you're on to something. Alf doesn't agree, but I think so.
I think I can see protesters.
Like AC/DC, if you had a cannon on stage, and then in the middle you blow it up, and then moths and dead bugs come out and hit the audience.
Because it would be so fun, because when you're amazed, you open your mouth and you go...
And oh, no.
Yeah, wow. And all the dead bugs would go into people's mouths.
But it would be a bit funny. Maybe not.
Hell then, yes, it would.
In a year, it would be funny. They would laugh about it a year after.
And then you make a... I love what you're saying. And then make a dress out of dead moths.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh. They smell so lovely. They smell good, you know?
Yes.
They smell good?
Yes. Yeah. Like something safe and old and... Or something even, that you've smelled before.
What about like cockroaches? Are you into them at all?
Oh, I have lots of them, actually. The first TV show I did on my own.
Yes.
Where I did this song, actually.
Yes.
But he plays it better than I do. I had 8 cockroaches on my piano to keep me
safe. No kidding.
But they're not real, though. Plastic ones.
But do you have any pet cockroaches?
Oh, no. But they're very fascinating.
You should.
Because they can be in an explosion and still survive.
Oh, they're survivors, much like myself. They are. I've been called the human cockroach. Yes, yes, just like me. Yes, yes. And the necklace you're wearing, is that supposed to be a bug as well?
Oh, this one?
Yes.
Well, it can be if you squint your eyes a bit or close them.
Sure.
It could look like a bug, but it's more like a protection stone. And I actually make people kiss it, so it contains many, many kisses. I have many kisses on this one.
You are a real artist. You are not screwing around. I love this. I love it. See, you're an original.
Original.
Yeah, you're original. How many artists are into bugs? You know what I mean?
I think there might be one more out there, a soulmate. Can you hear me?
Do you think...
you're looking for a guy who's into some bugs?
Just someone.
Someone.
Who's into a bug.
Okay.
I'm thinking... You can't really just be with any person in terms of a relationship. You've got to find somebody who's on your wavelength.
Yeah.
And there's not.
That's a good idea.
Aside from me, I don't know how many other people are on your wavelength.
Well,
you know what
I'm sort of hearing, yeah. Could it be a guy or a girl?
Well, I don't know.
That's hot.
I've only lived for 20 years, and I haven't met all the people in the world, so I'm just going to go with the next. Beautiful soul I meet.
Okay.
Awesome.
But I think it's very... Isn't that very 2016 now? Mm-hmm. Everyone going, it's all about souls.
Yes.
But it's true.
I think what you're saying is you're open to any kind of relationship, whether it's with a woman or a man.
Or a cat or a mice.
Or, yeah, mouse. You don't care.
Yeah.
In other words, wow. Have you ever been in a relationship or are you just like into the music and that's it?
I have had boyfriends.
Yes.
But I don't really know if I like kissing.
Hmm.
But... It feels a bit strange also.
It's kind of gross, if you think about it.
If you think about it, it's kind of like sharing a toothbrush.
Yes, I think kissing without tongues is hotter than kissing with tongues.
Yeah. Well, any kissing, though, is sharing.
But it's nice. It's nice. It's nice as well. But there's something a bit strange with it. I don't know what it is.
Aurora, you're onto something. I've been thinking a lot about this.
Yeah. You think sex is okay, though?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
As long as it's... As it feels beautiful. Because
okay.
it can be...
Well,
like
good luck
when
with
you,
that.
When you love someone, yeah. It's nice to be able to be as close to that person as humanly possible,
mm-hmm.
which I do think is a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yes.
I'll tell you, though, Aurora, what you said about kissing resonates with me because I was thinking about this. You know how guys are always trying to jam their tongue into a woman's mouth?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a lot hotter if a guy just kisses a girl on the lips and no tongue.
Well, I think I like that, too.
Yeah.
Because it's less... Similar than to sharing toothbrushes, which I would not do.
I wouldn't either.
I think.
You're absolutely right. It's less invasive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Hmm. You've said it all.
Yeah.
I feel like I've tapped the surface with you. I feel like there's a whole world of Aurora that I don't even... like.
Well, you can go out for a coffee and talk about...
Yeah, I would like to hear about these things.
I'm just imagining what her parents must be like, because they raised her and a designer.
Yeah.
And a makeup artist. I got two older sisters.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice that they can come with me at the things I don't feel that comfortable with, like being in front of cameras on TV and photo shoots.
Was this uncomfortable for you being on the show today?
No, because you are very nice and you are very nice.
Well, thank you.
And even him, I like.
Oh, Fred?
Him?
Smiling and...
Fred everyone, is, I think, Swedish or something. Norway.
Everyone is really sweet and lovely buns backstage with them.
What's the rest of your day like? I bet you it's really kind of cool. I mean, like okay, so today we did the radio show, but like, what are you doing the rest of the day?
I have a few meetings, I think, and then a performance tonight.
Oh, where are you performing? Do you know?
At my management. Oh. My new American management.
Oh, your American management wants to see how you perform, so you're putting on a private show for them.
They're the most lovely people I've ever met.
Is that weird? Like getting up in front of like a bunch of like management and having to sing for them?
No, it's nice because this management seem to like they really care about music.
Yeah.
It's not about money. It's about
let me
clue
you in.
They know all my songs and they know like they're into it, which is a
right.
And of course, money is important, but it's not everything.
You making any money yet? Have you made a lot of money yet?
I think at least a bit above $3.
I hope so. You got hobbies?
Besides the moths?
The moths.
I like to dance and paint. I bought a new ukulele a few weeks ago, and it's red, and I don't really like red that much.
Yes.
So I painted it. So I like to paint.
You bought a ukulele, it was red, and what did you paint it?
I just painted it orange, and then I put a lot of leaves on it and the dragon.
Fucking awesome.
I'm going to tweet you a photo of it.
You're my kind of girl. Let me tell you know what? If I was with you, I'd glue some dead moths to that ukulele. Now, that's good.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm speaking her language. Aurora is going to be on Stephen Colbert
tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'm not the well or the best knower of things.
You know enough.
I don't know that
you
many
didn't
people.
Know Stephen Colbert.
I didn't.
Yes.
But then I realized because sometimes in the morning I feel a bit heavy inside, like it's been raining all night and it's still like a bit wet in my soul, if that makes sense.
Like, sure it does. To someone like me, it does.
To breathe. Yeah, you know?
My soul always feels wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nice as well.
So you wake up and you feel heavy and...
Yes, and then I have this GIF. It's a moving picture that moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how it's pronounced, but you know, a moving picture.
Okay.
And it's a man, like really slowly building up a smile. And I've been watching that GIF for many, many, many months now, I think. And I just realized that man is Colbert.
There you go.
So
it's Kismet.
I've actually been watching him many mornings.
You know, you seem like such a sweet person. Have you ever said anything mean to anyone? Do you have any enemies?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
You have?
I think so.
What is the meanest thing you've ever done or said to someone?
Because
you're such a love child, you know what I mean? You're like
But I have a temper.
You
I
do.
If I get really, if I'm really warm or really stressed.
Yeah, like if Alf screws up a song, do you yell at him?
Yep.
Well,
she does.
I did once at on stage actually.
Oh.
You yelled at Alf?
Yeah, but that was
sweet Alf.
Yeah, but not like.
No, it wasn't
yelling.
That.
But I gave him a look.
He gave him a look.
The stare of death.
Right. He probably didn't even realize it was a mean thing, right? She's very sweet, right?
Yes, she is.
Have you
but
seen it? Yeah, I mean.
But everyone in my band are super sweet, and Alf is. Everyone I do, like, in my team are the most.
Is there anyone you hate?
People.
Recording artist or someone who's treated you poorly? Is there anyone you hate?
Well, there was a guy I met on the street.
Yes.
Who stepped on my foot, and I was barefoot.
Yes.
Oh.
You
then,
walk on the street
and then,
barefoot?
And then I said sorry. I don't know why. But I said sorry for being underneath your foot.
Yeah.
As you walk.
You
then,
know what you...
And
why
that
you,
made me a bit mad, actually.
Yeah, you know why you said that? Because you were like, hey, the dude didn't even apologize. And so you wanted him to know. Why do you walk on the street without... Why do you walk on the street without
That's
shoes?
A different story.
What?
Not from... Is it Monday today?
Today is Monday.
Today is Monday.
It's not a Monday
story. It's not a Monday story?
No. All right. I'm not into days either.
I'm not into Mondays?
I'm not into certain things on Monday. That's right. Trying to relate. All right. Listen, Aurora, I'm going to play this song. I went too far. Give us a little word on this. I went too far. What do you mean you went too far? What did you do that made you go too far?
Well, it's actually not about me or... I was very young when I wrote the song.
How old?
Or the chorus of the song, which is quite simple. So I was about 10, 9, I think.
You wrote this when you were 10 or 9?
Yeah, but it's really old. But then I wrote the verses when I was around 16, 15, 14, I think.
Because I like the song.
Thank you. And it's quite old. and new at the same time. It's a bit of both. And I watched someone that I love or
who?
Care for.
Who was it?
It's a secret.
No, come on, tell me.
It's written inside of the stone that you find on the ground. If you find a tiny stone, the name of the person will be written inside of it.
You got me. You lost me on that one. I was with you on the moths, but the stone.
You figure it out. You'll know.
You're saying if I pick up a stone, I'll know who it is.
Inside of the stone.
Inside of the stone.
The name will be written in ink and gold, as in the fairy tale stories. Well,
that is a Monday story. I got you. You got me there.
I watched someone who is amazing, being with someone that did not treat that person right.
Hmm.
And it's weird to watch someone amazing and strong and beautiful and smart, not like being in love with someone who does not treat that person good.
I agree.
So this song is...
how we do that. We just go on our knees to be loved.
Yes.
When we can get so much more, and it's very sad.
This is a song about someone who is beautiful treating somebody mean.
No.
Oh.
No.
It's somebody beautiful being treated mean.
Oh, this is somebody beautiful being treated mean.
No, but...
All right.
No.
Someone. It's about a human that forgets that that person could be loved in a good and healthy way, not in a bad one.
I opened my stone up. It says Oprah. Is this about Oprah?
How did you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, here it is. Anyway, Aurora, thanks for coming in. Al, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.